This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Melissa Milton. Democrat Joe Biden, the projected winner of Tuesday's U.S. presidential election, began preparations today to take over the U.S. government when he's inaugurated January 20th. He's expected to reverse some key policies of President Donald Trump. President-elect Biden and his running mate, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, say a website they just launched that they will first focus on the coronavirus pandemic, the resulting economic recession, systemic racism, and climate change. Sorry about that. On the website, they declared, "We stand together as one America. We will rise stronger than we were before." Aides say Biden plans for the United States to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from both of those organizations. Biden plans to repeal the ban on almost all travel from some Muslim-majority countries and to reinstate the program that allows people to brought illegally inside the United States as children to remain in the country. During the campaign, Biden also said he plans to rejoin the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear weapons development. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee have filed several lawsuits, including one in the state of Arizona that seeks the manual inspection of potentially thousands of in-person election day ballots that they allege were mishandled by poll workers and resulted in some ballots elections being disregarded. The legal challenge centers on instances in which people are believed to have voted for more candidates than permitted. The lawsuit was filed hours after the dismissal of another Arizona election lawsuit that contested the use of Sharpie markers in completing Election Day ballots in one county. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. After days of shying away from comment on America's presidential election, world leaders, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, tendered congratulations to Joe Biden on Saturday after Pennsylvania's vote results made him the projected winner. Among the first world leaders to react to Biden's projected win was Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, saying, quote, "Canada and the United States enjoy an extraordinary relationship, one that is unique on the world stage. Our shared geography, common interests, deep personal connections, and strong economic ties make us close friends, partners, and allies." Germany's Merkel said she was looking forward to future cooperation between the two countries, adding, "Our transatlantic friendship is irreplaceable if we are to master the great challenges of our time." Britain's Boris Johnson said in a statement, quote, "The United States is our most important ally, and I look forward to working closely together on our shared priorities, from climate change to trade and security." Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and French President Emmanuel Macron also offered congratulations. In Afghanistan, President Ashraf Ghani offered his congratulations to Biden and Harris and tweeted that Afghanistan looks forward to continuing or deepening our multi-layered strategic partnership with the United States, our foundational partner, including in counterterrorism and bringing peace to Afghanistan. South Korea has congratulated Democrat Biden for his victory over President Trump in what was a contentious election for the presidency. Moon Jae-in sent out brief messages on his social media accounts on Sunday morning expressing his support for the former vice president and his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. Leaders in Afghanistan and the United States have strongly condemned Saturday's bomb explosion in the capital, Kabul, that killed two senior central bank staffers. Police said a magnetic improvised explosive device ripped through a car carrying the operation deputy of an Afghan bank and his colleague, a former presenter at the private Tolo TV channel. The driver was also killed in the blast. No one immediately claimed credit for the bombing, but the Afghan Interior Ministry swiftly blamed a militant outfit known as the Haqqani Network, which is tied to the Taliban insurgency. Saturday's attack is the latest in a wave of unexplained high-profile assassinations and targeted killings in Kabul in recent weeks. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.